Colin Redondo.
Thank you
very much, Colin.
Thank you.
This is a poem I wrote last week, and it's about when you live in a place that's small, kind of town like Cork, you have to ignore people, even if you kind of know them. But this particular girl has been ignoring me viciously for as long as I've been noticing her. Anyway, so here we go. That girl who continuously ignores me is not really all that cute when you get near her. She seems a perfect specimen of a fashion-conscious female from a distance. But when you get closer and she puts the I'm ignoring you face on, she's most unattractive. I, in my childlike wonder, continue nevertheless in attempting to interrupt the vicious cycle of non-engagement, and will always hazard a half-smile in her general atmosphere, and will introduce myself for the 20th time, even though we have lost mutual acquaintances and have been officially introduced twice, and I once even gave her a smile on purpose after I conjured her up. She sarcastically stared out of a Klimt painting my eyes happened to fall upon, proceeded to jump into my mind and then appeared in the flesh in the same few hundredths of a second, and in that order, confirming that she does indeed possess a modicum of witch-like powers, but they're wasted on her. I think she's in training for when she's famous and unhappy, and then she has to ignore much more demanding spirits draped in flesh.
Thank you, Colin. Next up, I can't read if it's Stafford or if it's Martina anyway.
Stafford.
Yeah. Martina Stafford.
Okay, I tend to be most interested in the stuff I wrote most recently, so I wrote this yesterday, so I'll read it. Welcome in, Charlie. You end and we begin. Who is this group of wandering souls coming to show and be shown? Empty your bags onto the table, we're all friends here. Let's sacrifice this night to the moon with no fear of being caught, we'd all be bold. Welcome in, Charlie, you end and we begin. One man's folly is another man's wife. How can you say it's right when all you share with him is a blank canvas upon which she writes? Welcome in, Charlie, you end and we begin. Want, need, find, regret. Take all of my freedom. I do not want or need to find, only to regret. I might not know what I don't want, but I don't know what I do. Thereby the odds are against me, but with you. To bet as you choose. Freedom feeds nothing but fear into the heads of those who follow. But hear this. My vulnerable body leads me to places I do not want to go. So take away all my freedom, desert me on an island, and soon I'll be a baby again, having washed all into the sea. And though I'll fall in love, yes, I will fall in love, I'll fall in love with me.
Thank you. Thanks, Martina. And next we have Mal Harris.
This is in tribute to our guest poet and all the other modern bards that we've had at Soleil. It was from the Five Words third edition. The words were special, translate, weave, glore, the Irish word glore, and ripples. And Shanga, which is the tongue, the mother tongue. The special role of the Irish language in the 21st century could be a whole world away from the rigid Gaeilge of the classroom. It might be to weave a glower of poetry and song amidst the frantic clinking of cash tills, the whoosh of the cruise missiles, the whump of suicide bombers. It might be to translate the love of nature and the nature of love for the clinical zealots of empires, corporations, and emirates, and the empty prelates. It might be to send out spreading ripples of hope and Changa tingling through a torn, tense world. And I'll just do a little thing if I can. It's called tribute. No, it's acknowledgements and apologies for the ghosts of W.B. Yeats. It's called Touching the Earth.
Is it the ghosts?
The ghost. Yeah, the ghost of W.B. Yeats. It's called Touching the Earth. They left the urban scene and went to Killarney. Killarney is in West Cork. It's a little tiny bit of hamlet, a tiny village called Killarney. And the English is Killarney. So, they left the urban scene and went to Killarney to a timber cabin there of dark stained pine logs made. Nine earth rows they dig and sow, hides for the vanishing bee, oak and ash they have planted in the high beech glade. Encircled by bluebells and white thorn of May, they feel grounded, an earthy change of goals. Dark, crumbly compost enriches the stony clay. Bean shoots twine tendrils on hazel poles. They find peace there, peace that seeps in slow through a honeysuckle garden where the skylark sings. The bog at night is silvered and the gorse at noon aglow, and the dusk is often full of fleet swallows' wings. Far from the hectic crowd, always night and day, they hear stream water gurgle through the mossy rocks. Even when in the city or on the motorway, in the mind's ear, the curlew's cry, the lone call of the fox. They visit farmers' markets for taste bud tingling foods, chop up deadwood for the stove as desert oil runs dry. And though they curse the drizzle, it's part of nature's moods, and night might bring a thousand stars in the dark velvet sky.
Next we have Pat Callahan.
Walking to Crowley National Park, you might be lucky and see a squirrel.
Red.
If you move all they're gone, they're light, you know. And there's a ledge in the tree that's fly like. It's probably called the wounded squirrel. Hush, hush, I'm under a tree, hoping the squirrel won't see me. If he does, he always flees. He leaps and jumps to other trees. He fell before and hurt his knee. He said, "Why in the hell are you stalking me?" And as he hopped and limped away, I could very faintly hear him say, "Thank God, thank God, I'm not so gay."
Good words of wisdom, Pat. Now we've got a Pat, Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Bob. This is a poem I wrote about 20 years ago, and I know I'm kind of writing it today, but it was called The Polish Net. In being chosen by the most hopeless lot of them, and therefore God's gift to the worst of mankind. I don't know which way to take this, but then some other one will come, and you won't really mind what side it should be on, what measures I take, exude or take. I don't know how to look after my kind first, and shut up with the minimum of rude. When you, this might be, are not ignoring me, left and blind. Thanks.
Patricia. Next up we have Rosalind Blue.
You know what I'll do? Will I sing a song or will I read a poem? I can't do both. The poem would be too long. Jesus. Alright, I wrote this song when I was travelling the south of Ireland in the year of 2000, and it's a traveller's song, that's what it's called.
Jeez, I'm not a singer. I don't mind my voice slipping off sometimes. I've come afar on my road to this land, and found a home on my way far a while. When I was reaching out, you gave me a hand. I've come afar on my road to this land. Oh, when the night comes, I want to be at home, I want to be at home by your side. Oh, when the night comes, I want to be at home, I want to be at home by your side. My friend, for what you've given me, you made me feel at home. There is no point of going anywhere, there is no point in leaving you. My friend, for what you've given me, I am no more alone. There is no point in going anywhere, there is no point in leaving home. For a good time I stay by your side. It's been a while since I've been on my way, and here I go again, longing for the world. It's been a while since I've been on my way. Oh, when the night comes in, oh, when the night comes in, I want to be at home in myself. Oh, when the night comes in, oh, when the night comes in, I want to be at home in myself. Oh, when the roads are dragging me, and I am longing far, I know I have to take my dreams, and I must say goodbye. Oh, when the roads are dragging me, I have to go away. I know I have to take my dreams. There is no point in staying here. I take my bags to go out on the road. The day is bright and I don't feel the load. Although the way is long and though the hills are steep, I take my bags but I don't feel the load. Oh, when the night comes in, oh, when the night comes in, I want to be at home in the world. Oh, when the night comes in, oh, when the night comes in, I want to be at home in the world. Oh, if the world goes crazy and if the waves are high, I am a lonesome traveler, but still I'm on my way. Oh, if the winds are blowing, and if the days are cold, I am a lonesome traveler, but still I'm on my road. I left my home and my house and my friends, to let my heart and my soul spread their wings, to find a new horizon and values that I know. I left my home and will grow with my strength. Oh, when the night comes in, oh, when the night comes in, I want to be at home everywhere. Oh, when the night comes in, oh, when the night comes in, I want to be at home everywhere. Oh, if my heart will lead my way, don't know where I will stand. I know that I will make my day wherever I will land. Oh, where my feet might take me to when I am far away, I know the world will see me through.
true, wherever I will stay. Out in the world to seek my own place, I'll find a home on my way for a while. Although the roads are long, I have to go again. I'll find a home on my way for a while. Oh, when the night has come, oh, when the night has come, I want to be at home everywhere. Oh, when the night has come, oh, when the night has come, I want to be at home everywhere. I know I have to take my dreams and I must say farewell. Oh, when the world is dragging me, there is no point to stay. I'm a lonesome traveler searching for my home. There is no point in going anywhere. There is no point in staying here. Oh, when the night has come, oh, when the night has come, I know I'll be at home everywhere. Oh, when the night has come, oh, when the night has come, I know I'll be at home.